Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest is one of our favorites around here, NFL insider for NFL Network. And you see him all over NFL Network, including on NFL Total Access, which tonight is at 6 p.m. Eastern time as they get prepared for a doubleheader of Monday Night Football. And through the rest of the week, it's 7 p.m. Eastern time on NFL Network. Steve White joining us, our friend here from NFL Network. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, D.A. How's everything going, man?
Doing great, man. Thanks so much for joining us. And obviously, we've talked a lot about Antonio Brown of the Patriots. It seems relatively convenient that the moment that he's released and he's happy-go-lucky, jumping for joy, running out of his house, screaming, and he's loving it, the Patriots are ready with a bag of money to give it to him. Is there worry around the NFL that there was tampering or collusion between the Patriots and Drew Rosenhauser or maybe even including AB to force his way out to get to the Pats?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, that's an immediate thought. Now, I don't know if they're going to have any type of investigation. I don't know if the Raiders are going to bother to file tampering charges. But, look, I mean, it's hard to, you know, look at the situation where it just goes south, right? He's posting pictures of a fine letter. He's cussing out his general manager. Just this unbelievable, unacceptable behavior. And then all of a sudden he gets released, and what is it, 6 hours later, he's got to deal with the Patriots. Now, maybe Drew Rosenhaus picked up the phone the minute after he was released and started working things. That always could happen. But, you know, it's just – I'm not going to say this whole thing was orchestrated. Look, this guy, cryogenic, he tore up his feet and things. I don't think he did that stuff on purpose. But some of the behavior, you know, we'll see. Is he unhinged? Was it strategic? I mean, we just don't know yet. I think the devil will be in the details of whether he lasts with the Patriots.
So you know how quickly things can or cannot move in the NFL. Getting a deal done for that much money within 6 hours of his release is a pretty blazingly fast deal to strike, right, between him and the Pats?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, these things happen. Look, it takes 10 minutes to get a deal done.
Okay.
And the Patriots knew that Antonio Brown was going to be desperate. And they came out and, you know, said, hey, we're here. He's got to meet these certain criteria, but it's here. But no, deals can get done very, very quickly.
Okay. Do you think that Antonio Brown will be on his best behavior in New England?
He could be on his best behavior, but is that best behavior good enough? I think that's the big question, because we've seen this in Pittsburgh. We saw it before he played a down with the Raiders. I mean, it's pretty consistent behavior. Now, we've seen guys change up when they get to New England, but you know, for as many character issue guys supposedly that the Patriots have brought in, I've just never seen somebody who just seems so caught up in the self promotion and the potential destruction of a locker room like this. Randy Moss wasn't like this. Corey Dillon wasn't like this. I mean, this is a whole different character, in part because we're in the social media realm of things. Now, if he unplugs that way, this guy who's big about branding, then we know he's on his best behavior.
Steve White joins us from NFL Network. You were in Cleveland yesterday, and the Titans beat down the Browns. What was the biggest problem with the Browns yesterday in your mind?
Total lack of discipline. The penalties, they would make a nice play. Look, the Browns made a lot of nice plays, and they're coming back because of holding. They're coming back because of pass interference. I mean, it was amazing the repeated lack of discipline, the lack of composure, like on the Derrick Henry screen. They throw it out there 75 yards. There's nobody on that side of the field to get him. So is that coaching? I think you've got to put a big punch in the forehead on coaching. These are mistakes. Good teams don't make these types of mistakes over and over like they did. But part of it, you know, these are adult football players. They've got to grow up. They've got to learn their season isn't over. But the biggest issue were those things. Plus, Tennessee routinely popped them in the mouth, and after a while, it didn't seem like they liked it.
Is there any sense in your mind that perhaps the Titans are the best team in that division?
In my mind, yeah. I don't see any reason why they couldn't win it, especially now the Jags don't have Nick Foles. We see what's going on with Andrew Luck retiring. Houston's got its issues. Look, if Tennessee plays defense the way it played yesterday, they are going to be a problem. The offense, some very smart play calling. Just really smart play calling. Nothing too ambitious, but timely execution. I don't see why they can't win that division.
Steve, I can't figure out the Falcons. How does a team with all of that talent have the entire offseason to prepare for this game? There's urgency within that locker room. There's urgency in the coaching staff. Look like that. How does that happen?
Well, it happens because, you know, part of this week one, you know, we're gonna revisit this in week seven and see if we're saying the same thing. But look, there's some guys who show up and there's some guys who don't. They played a very good team in the Vikings who were very well prepared for them. But it's just stunning to me when I look at some of the scores just around the NFL yesterday, DA, how many teams got just absolutely waxed. I mean, it's hard to lose games like that at any level. And to get blown out and not look good, like you said, after all that preparation, it's amazing. I think the Falcons are going to be there at the end, but we'll see. If they're not, Dan Quinn's going to be in a whole lot of trouble because, like you said, Arthur Blank has doled out a whole lot of cash to a whole lot of players to try to win a Super Bowl.
Steve White joins us from NFL Network. I can't figure this out. Maybe you have some insight on this. Up 42-3 yesterday. John Harbaugh and the Ravens run a fake punt against the Dolphins. Now, the Dolphins are basically a JV team right now. They were down 38 points to the Ravens. The Ravens ran a fake punt. How do you figure? What do you think the thinking is there?
Practicing. Look, man, teams are going to practice against the Dolphins this year. I may be making fun right now, but that's all I can think. Like, okay, we've got the situation. They gave us a look. It's wide open. Let's do it.
So you don't think it was personal? You do not think it's personal between Harbaugh and the Dolphins?
I mean, it could be personal. That, again, I don't know anything about that, but I don't see why it necessarily would be personal. And if it is, you know, then the Dolphins got to do something the next time they play. But it's I'm not saying this is bad sportsmanship right here at all. I mean, it's Harbaugh's had it done to him. You know, the Patriots used to do it to him. Brian Flores and some of his coaches on the Patriots staff, maybe that's where he's taken out on, you know, but, you know, to be beating a team like that, I think teams are just practicing. It's going to happen. People in Miami got a full example of what this organization has decided to do with that club this season, and it is going to be a long, long year in Miami. And the Baltimore, that's a team no one's talking about. Saw him in training camp, DA, saw Lamar Jackson, came out of there completely blown away, and they put it on display week one. We'll see how they can continue to do it when teams get film on them, but boy, do they look good.
You okay with the Dolphins essentially tanking?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my whole thing is they let it be out there. They let it be known. Guys, we're going to be horrible, okay? But it's not me that has to be okay with it, because right now Stephen Ross, you know, is going to say, okay, this is the plan. But if by week eight he's got 25,000 people in the stadium and they're just playing embarrassing, unprofessional type of football, okay, is he going to say, okay, I'm still with this plan, or he's going to say, I can't have this anymore? That's an issue that a lot of coaches have gotten caught up in. They've got burned by, where they come in with a certain expectation, and then they end up not the ownership doesn't end up adhering to that expectation, and then they get fired. So that's an interesting dynamic. But frankly, I've got no plan. They just told everyone what they were doing, and they're doing it.
Yeah. Right, how much appetite does ownership have when it's actually rubber hits the road? And like you said, it's really, really ugly.
Yep.
NFL Total Access, you can catch it tonight starting at 6 p.m. Eastern time in preparation for two Monday night games tonight, 7 p.m. the rest of the week. Steve White's joining us from NFL Network. It's always great, man. Thanks so much. Enjoyed your coverage from Cleveland yesterday.
Thanks a lot, DA. Take care.
You got it. Steve White's joining us from NFL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.